Well, today the Greek government is presenting a reform package to European leaders in an attempt to keep the country in the eurozone. This is Greece's last chance to satisfy its creditors, which have pressured Athens to cut pensions and raise taxes in exchange for another bailout to solve the ongoing debt crisis. The European Union will review the plan at a summit this weekend. Barbara Vaisel is European correspondent for Germany's Deutsche Welle. She's with us from Brussels. Barbara, welcome.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And do we have any idea at this point what is in this new Greek plan?
We assume that it is rather similar to the last Greek plan we saw, which was put on the table towards the end of June, and which was sort of a mix of some smallish reform steps and a lot of tax increases. That was a plan that was not did not cause great joy, for instance, at the experts of the IMF, because they said this is really against growth. I mean, you can't grow an economy if you say, oh, let's tax business, particularly not if you don't have that much of business left. So it was a plan that was not very thought out, well thought out. It was not very thorough. And it would have probably gone in the end if the Greeks at that point in the time had not decided to have the snap referendum and leave the table. And so everything came crashing down. And we don't think that in the 10 days in between, they really came up with some really new and decisive ideas.
So that doesn't sound like it's going to be enough to satisfy creditors.
That depends on how far the creditors are willing to go. It really is a political decision. That's the big problem here. Nobody really in Brussels expects this government to sort of come out with anything really sensational, anything where you say, well, this is it. Finally, they've nailed it. Because this government has really shown, among other traits, during the last 5 months, really high level of incompetence. There's hardly anybody in it who's ever had any experience in government or even in ministerial posts or so. And they are, you know, really strong in rhetoric, and they haven't really delivered anything else within 5 months, simply nothing. And so skepticism is high, but the question is whether the European leaders will say, okay, this is a bad deal, but it's better than kicking them out or letting them slide out, really, which is what's going to happen probably. Or we're going to save them one more time. Hmm. And that's the main problem.
But Germany is still drawing a pretty hard line here. Chancellor Angela Merkel said today that the idea of giving Greece a debt haircut, which would be reducing the principal on the debt, is still out of the question. We also had a German official say that he had offered the idea to the U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew of trading Puerto Rico for Greece, a joke, obviously. But, you know, the Germans are definitely staying tough here.
The Germans, yeah, they have a problem here, which is a political problem. They are being portrayed as the bad guys of Europe, Angela Merkel. I mean, we've seen like all those sort of fascist connotations in Greek newspapers, caricatures and stuff like that. Some really nasty stuff, too. Some nasty headlines, which is not really very enjoyable for the German population, who in the end sort of has to agree to all this. And so they are in the role of maintaining the stability of the euro. So they have to be tough to a certain extent. They can't just say, oh, yeah, let's inflate this common currency. I mean, never mind, you know, let's print money. It's not possible because everything, you know, strong countries and weaker countries are sort of hooked together in this currency. And so that is the role that they have to play to a certain degree. On the other hand, some countries like Greece and France, for instance, tell them, oh, you shouldn't be so strict. You shouldn't be so hard. You should give them more leeway. However, Greece, being a small country of 10 million people, has already had more than 300 billion euros of bailout money, which is an incredible amount. I mean, in Europe it is.
Well, and that's why I'm so interested to hear your perspective here, because we've been speaking to a lot of people about this. But you are, covering this from the German point of view for Deutsche Welle. How do the people of Germany feel? Are they just frustrated? Are they thinking at this point, just let the Greeks go?
Well, if you look at the polls, it's a disaster. About 92%, I think that's the latest figure I saw, of Germans say, you know, sink them in the Mediterranean. You know, we're sick and tired of it. I mean, you must remember, this has been going on for 5 years. I mean, on and on and on. There has been bailout plan one, there has been bailout plan two, and the Greeks have never, under different governments, but they have never implemented any real reforms. They're not bringing in their tax revenue simply because they're not capable. I mean, administratively, it's a disaster zone. It's completely, the state simply doesn't function. And against all attempts to help them and to build something up, it just has never happened. So people are quite exasperated. And that's the feeling in the German population, which, of course, is the exact opposite of what you have in Greece and some other countries who sympathize with the Greeks.
That's Barbara Wesel, who is European correspondent for Deutsche Welle, joining us from Brussels, where we are all watching to see what happens in the next few days and whether Greece is able to stay in the euro. Barbara, thank you so much.
You're welcome.